Good morning. Good Monday morning. We're going to make it great. It is 7:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. Top stories: Dodgers have a 2-0 lead over the Yanks. They play tonight at 8 o'clock. Big stuff happening local. Well, big stuff happening right here. Yeah. In a couple of 2 hours, we're going to talk to First Lady of Florida, Casey DeSantis. You don't want to miss that, right?
Ew.
Florida, bad luck. NFL yesterday. Jags lost. Tampa Bay lost. Dolphins lost. Close games, but not winners. Looking forward to, though, however, the Gators. Saturday, Georgia in Jacksonville, formerly known as the world's largest cocktail party. I don't know what they call it now. Are they just drinking the soda pop? That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
You don't need the other stuff. So we got that going on. We have the huge Ocala Food and Wine Festival going on this weekend, and we've got tickets for the Grand Tasting on Saturday. And your keyword is Ocala. Text Ocala to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday at WEC, as we call it. Data and message rates may apply. Don't text and drive. This is going to be a huge event. It's actually Friday through Sunday. The tickets, though, if you win them, are for Saturday.
Nice.
Very nice indeed. All right. I know it seems like a lot of sports themed stuff, but it's intermixed sometimes with politics.
Yeah.
NFL Hall of Famer and Packers legend Brett Favre.
Ooh,
he says his name wrong. He calls it Favre.
What's he know?
But I try to straighten
him
out.
He doesn't speak French.
Brett Favre has made plenty of big plays in Wisconsin, but his next big play, next time he's before a raucous crowd in Green Bay,
yeah,
it's going to be for an even bigger cause.
Yeah,
delivering the Badger State to Donald Trump.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Nice. Trump campaign announced on Friday that when the former president appears in Green Bay, this is supposed to happen Wednesday, Packers great Brett Favre will be the guest speaker. I think our country was in better shape with him, he recently told Jason Whitlock on the Fearless podcast. I think Donald was a non-political president, and I like that about him. Was he perfect? No, absolutely not. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. I'm flawed, just like the rest of them. We're all flawed. Yeah, yeah. But I really like he had our country in a better place and really cared about our people in our country. Mm-hmm. Black, white, Hispanic, Asian, you name it. I think if you were an American citizen, he cared about you first and foremost. I don't know if our current president has the same mentality. Now, Favre did endorse Trump in 2020 amid the anti-police violence and racially driven riots. Remember that summer? Not a good one. Super Bowl champ also linked respect for the military, gun rights, and First Amendment protection with Trump's platform. Wow. Sounds like he's got it. The whole kit and caboodle. He gets
attention.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets it. And good. And maybe that'll pump some of the people up there in Wisconsin, because that's another one of those battleground states. It'd be great if Trump could win that.
Wow.
For sure. Yeah.
Awesome.
I mean, he covered. Oh, and speaking of the anti-police violence, I believe it was Trump in the Madison Square Garden thing. He did address something about that. You know, Kamala was like the leader, basically, of defund the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she has to own that.
Yeah.
She also was part of a group that was paying for people to get out of jail, posting their bail for them. And these people were involved in riotous stuff, burning down of buildings, all kinds of stuff. Yeah. And she was part of that group. I mean, she is a radical. I'm telling you, this is one of those people that, If she were to get in there, man, remember, Biden was considered a moderate. He kind of showed his cards during the campaign early on during the primaries because he was up there with a bunch of wackadoodles, so he went along with it. And I thought, well, you know, I was very upset about the whole thing. Obviously, I thought that the election was stolen, that there was a lot of fraudulent behavior. Yes, I'm an election denier. And But that aside, I thought, well, it's Joe Biden, so, you know, maybe he'll see the light and, you know, Congress will apply pressure and he'll be more of a centrist, you know, like Bill Clinton was, man, you know, hopefully get out of the way of what could be a good economy. But no, he right away, he you got to say, he delivered on everything he talked about as far as being left of center and very progressive.
Made a hard turn and went that direction.
So what do you think Kamala will be like if she gets in there?
Ooh.
It'll make your head spin.
Worse.
Look, she was already considered the most radical far-left progressive in the Senate, even more so than Bernie Sanders. I mean, that just...
What's that tell you?
Oof. Scary.
Yeah.
Scarier than Halloween, kids. Scary. Ooh.
Big time.
All right. Asian Americans gathered in New York City ahead of President Trump's rally in Madison Square Garden. On an interview with Right Side Broadcasting Network, one woman could be heard criticizing Kamala Harris for being so stupid and lacking the qualifications to be president. The woman added that Harris lost their trust and vote. We're Chinese, she said, first generation. We love Trump from the bottom of our hearts because we know Trump is the only one who can save America.
Wow.
Kamala is so stupid. She is so low IQ. No qualifications to be the president. You shall stay away from that position. You lost our trust. You lost our vote. You just need to go home. Wow.
That's to the point.
First generation. Loving on loving on Trump.
That's
okay.
That's good.
Yeah. We got a few of those stories. 22-year-old former Democrat National Convention delegate announced she is calling it quits with a Democratic Party. Audrey McNeil, who was a DNC delegate in 20 and 24, made the announcement Friday in a video she posted on social media. It was reported by the Daily Mail, Daily Caller on Sunday. And she said she is planning to vote for former President Donald Trump and his running mate, Senator J.D. Vance, on Election Day, which is coming up. My goodness.
Oh, man, it's almost here.
Yeah. In 2020, I was elected at 18 to become one of the youngest delegates to the Democratic National Convention on behalf of my district. In 2024, I was elected again to return as a delegate. But this year, I'm casting my ballot for Donald Trump. And she went into greater detail. It's interesting to note that the recent Gallup polling showed more Americans either identify as Republicans or more in line with the GOP than Democrats. Yeah, it's not hard to believe. I mean, how do you sell this?
Hmm.
How do you sell the Democrat Party's platform to people today? Hey, we're the party of third trimester abortions. Majority of Americans are not okay with that.
Yep.
But we're the party of cutting off young girls' breasts because they feel like they're boys, and we think that they should be allowed to do that. It's pretty irresponsible. They're the open borders. They're all about the open borders, which we haven't even begun to see the havoc that's going to be wreaked. And then, not to mention the price tag, while other Americans suffer and suffer under not just inflation, but high living cost. One of the reasons why, when you let 8 to 12 million people in,
they got to live somewhere.
Yeah.
So demand goes up, price go up.
Yep. Yeah. It was former Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard. She saw the light, recently announced she's joining the Republican Party. Did that during a Trump rally in Greensboro, North Carolina. So we've got a lot going on. Coming up next, though, it's your turn. What's bugging you? A chance for you to call in and get it off your chest and feel better, hopefully. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now. 877-975-9825. If you don't get in right away, please call back. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
What's bugging you?
Why are people so stupid?
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
They don't have common sense. There's people my age and older that don't understand freedom.
97.3 The Sky.
Happy, happy Monday. Let's make it great. It's what we do. 621, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Yeah, don't steal police cars around here. Details coming up. Also, Hollywood elites coming out of the woodwork, doing everything they can to help Kamala, especially in Pennsylvania.
Mm.
Yep. So, Robert De Niro, DiCaprio, Kerry Washington, Tessa Thompson, a bunch of folks were at the Philadelphia Get Out the Vote event. Kamala Harris didn't appear at the Philadelphians for Harris event, but local politicians were present, including the Philadelphia mayor. So they feel like, Pennsylvania definitely, she is vulnerable. Yep. And here's what De Niro said.
Oh, no.
It makes me so blanking angry that we're here talking about a blank of blank wow. like Donald Trump.
So you really and couldn't say what he said.
The crowd was cheering.
Wow.
No, he said, you know, he was just nasty. It's just vitriol and angry and ugly and nasty. It's just, it's ugly. It is ugly again. They're what they're, you know, they call him.
Oh, yeah.
They're the nasty ones. They're the foul ones. They're the ugly ones. And it is in Pennsylvania, man, battleground state.
Yeah.
Looking really good for the Donald. Even Senator John Fetterman, you know, the Democrat from Pennsylvania, recently spoke about the support he is seeing for former President Trump in his state, did an interview with the New York Times. Fetterman was asked why he believes Trump appeals to the swing state's residents, because, you know, if you're left of center, they're like, they just can't believe it. They're like, but he's a bad guy, everyone told me, and he was, like, indicted, and he's going to be a dictator. How come? Who likes him? How come? There's a difference between not understanding but also acknowledging that it exists. And anybody spends time driving around, you can see the intensity. It's astonishing. This is Fetterman about Trump in Pennsylvania.
That's awesome.
He said, I was doing an event in Indiana County, very, very red, and there was a superstore of Trump stuff, and it was 100 feet long, dozens of T-shirts, hats, bumper stickers. I mean, it's like, where does all this come from? It's the kind of thing that has taken on a life of its own.
Awesome.
It's like something very special exists there. And that doesn't mean that I admire it. Uh-huh. It's just, it's real. And now Elon Musk is joining him. I mean, to a lot of people, that's Tony Stark, you know, the character from Iron Man.
Right.
That's the world's richest guy. And he's obviously and undeniably a brilliant guy. And he's saying, hey, that's my guy for president. That's going to really matter.
That's awesome.
So, again,
yeah,
Fetterman, stroke victim, actually comes out smarter than he was previously. Uh-huh. But all he's doing is acknowledging it, you know, and so many on the left. And it's going to hurt him, thankfully. I mean, not him. It's going to hurt Democrats, I think, all up and down the ballot because of that. Because they don't have any substance. Kamala won't answer questions. Everything they say is negative and usually pointed at Trump or his supporters. And that's all you have? I just think the American people, you know, demand more, deserve more. Of course they do. And the Democrats, they fail to deliver. They can't deliver. What are they going to deliver on? We're going to finally fix the border that we opened? It was done on purpose. I think most American people realize that. Now, some are still going to vote Democrat no matter what, but...
Yeah,
you know, a lot of your swing voters and people that might have been on the fence, they're like, they've come to realize, they go, yeah, a border thing is a mess. And yeah, when I looked into it, it wasn't a mess under Trump. And then it became one very quickly after Biden and Harris took office. I don't know. It's pretty straightforward. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The appeal in those Trump specialty stores, they've popped up all over.
Yeah.
And people support them and people are wearing it and... wearing it proudly.
Mm-hmm.
Because, look, I know the left thinks they're, you know, they're doing the right thing. They do. But we know we are the patriots. You know, we're the patriots.
Well, put it this way. You see an American flag on something. What do you think? Do you think Democrat?
I immediately want to take a knee.
In honor?
No. That's the world of Kaepernick.
Well, that's true.
The thing he started in.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you see an American flag.
Right.
You're proud of it.
Absolutely. And you don't think of Democrats driving that vehicle with the flag on it.
Absolutely not. No. Yeah, they're the ones that have stickers that say coexist, but they're the rudest, foulest, nastiest people. They don't want to coexist.
Isn't that ironic? You can coexist as long as you agree with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the ones that, you know, well, it's just.
Yeah.
It is what it. You know what? I think it's time to think about good things, upbeat things, fun things. That's why.
It's not time for things to make you smile yet.
No, but this could make you smile.
Okay.
Sending you to the spectacular Ocala Food and Wine Festival. Ooh. It's the Grand Tasting Saturday, and I've got the morning keyword for you. Ready? It is Ocala.
How appropriate.
So you text Ocala to 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting Saturday. Even though the event goes on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the tickets are for Saturday. That's the biggest, you know, the biggest time.
Mm-hmm. The Grand Tasting, did you say?
Yes, I did. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Make sure your windshield washing fluid is full. I try to add a helpful tip besides the legalese, you know, something people can actually use.
Extra PSA, courtesy of Bob Rose.
Yeah, a man arrested Saturday evening accused of stealing a Marion County Sheriff's Office SUV. Yeah, that's not a good thing. Details on that and a whole lot more coming your way as we make Mondays great on 97.3 The Sky.
The 2024 election.
It's going to start right here.
In the home stretch
to Election Day on The Sky.
10. Every vote matters.
9. November 5th.
Liberation Day.
8. No guardrails.
7. Keep men out of women's sports.
6. Paying their fair share.
5. Spending money like drunken sailors.
4. Hired playbook.
3. You're fired.
2. Let's handle November, shall we?
1.
Counting down to Election Day with updates every half hour. Breaking news at once. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. 7:34 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. All right. World Equestrian Center's got a big shindig going on this weekend, Friday through Sunday. It is the Ocala Food and Wine Festival. We've got your tickets to the Grand Tasting event, which is on Saturday. And if you would like a chance to win, here's what you need. The keyword, Ocala. And then you need to text Ocala to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to this Grand Tasting. That's going to be a great time. Data and message rates apply. Please don't text and drive. But this is always a huge time. You're going to have celebrity chefs there, stuff like that. And it's the World Equestrian Center.
Yeah.
They don't do anything, you know, halfway.
Oh, first class.
And in fact, we're going to have Jeff Fissel from WEC coming in. Well, in about a half hour.
Yeah.
Been talking to him about this event and what else they have up their sleeves, because that place is busier and busier, I'll tell you. Hey, Greg found this. So we're ranked pretty high here. Best and worst college towns in America, and under best mid-sized college towns, Gainesville, that is at number 3.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tallahassee's at 7.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I think it's some of your bigger towns, too. Some Florida cities.
Orlando is number 2 under best large college towns. I lived in Orlando. I would never think of that as a college town.
You don't think of it. No. And maybe it's because it's overridden by all of the, you know, entertainment, the theme parks. That's what we think of as Orlando, as a tourist town.
Yeah, but you could say that, I guess what it is it's the large cities kind of overshadow what they do.
Yes, that's true.
At the collegiate level, like
you're right.
Tampa's number 3.
But you don't think of the college level of sports
USF
there,
or University of Tampa. No, not really. Raleigh, North Carolina, Atlanta, Georgia. I mean, those big cities, it doesn't come to mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento, California?
Not really.
No. San Diego? I mean,
no, I think you're right. There's a different image that you get from the bigger cities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And some of the Southeast Conference, I would say that those would be big, you know, college cities.
Yeah.
But
not top 10 or whatever.
I don't see. Yeah, they're not in the top 10 list. Madison, Wisconsin's number 10. All right. But it is, hey.
We're there.
Hey, go Gators. Gators are playing Saturday against Georgia in Jacksonville. And not sure what the future of that game is going to be moving forward. Just a guess. You think it has anything to do with money? Yeah. Okay. So we were talking about this comedian at a Donald Trump rally. Basically called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Yeah, that's not cool.
Yeah, it didn't give him up.
His name is Tony Hinchcliffe. He was among the stars who turned out for the event at the Madison Square Gardens, and he made a series of jokes that really, I mean, leaned into racist stereotypes. A Trump advisor distanced the Republican from the Puerto Rico joke, which was also denounced by Trump's Democratic rival, Kamala Harris. Harris herself was the target of another Trump warm-up speaker who also sparked controversy. In his joke, Hinchcliffe, who goes by the name Kill Tony, which you know, I have to admit, I'm ignorant of that. I've never heard of him. There's a lot going on. I don't know if you know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. I think it's called Puerto Rico.
He says it was taken out of context. He says he loves the vacation there. I just, maybe it was his delivery. I don't know, that wasn't right for it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, he does a little shout out, hey, where's all my proud Latinos, that kind of thing. But it just didn't come off maybe like he thought it was going to.
Well, there's backlash, and there's been, you know, impact, and multiple Republican lawmakers have denounced it. And that also comes from Senator Rick Scott. He said in a post on X that the joke bombed for a reason. It's not funny, and it's not true. Puerto Ricans are amazing people, amazing Americans. I've been to the island many times. It's a beautiful place. Everyone should visit. I will always do whatever I can to help Puerto Rican, any Puerto Rican in Florida or on the island. Yeah. So the Trump campaign senior advisor Danielle Alvarez said Hinchcliffe's joke does not reflect the views of President Trump or the campaign. It does really sound like a setup, because the Puerto Rican vote is very important everywhere, but especially in Florida.
Yeah, but he's pushing back on it, going, hey, it was out of context. They just don't have a sense of humor. They didn't get it, that kind of thing. So I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah.
You be the judge.
Well, I'm sure there'll be more little background information that we'll find out about this comedian and find out he's just not that funny.
Right.
Or is there a possibility he was put up to it, or did it because he has a different agenda than the person that he was performing for and the person or the persons that were there to see?
Yeah.
Former President Trump. Yep. All right. World Series continues tonight. Can't believe the Yanks are down 2-0.
Oh, man.
The Yanks look so strong all year, but anything can happen in the World Series. I mean, the first game, Freeman hit grand slam to win the game for the Dodgers in that one. Then he hit another, like, two-run homer the other day. But, yep, tonight around 8 o'clock, 8:08 or something like that. It's an odd time they give, but, yep, this will be game number 3, Dodgers and the Yankees. So plenty of things to look forward to. And it's only how many days? How many days left to vote?
Not even counting.
I mean, today's the 28th.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you've got Halloween.
Yes.
In between there.
It's almost as scary as the election.
No, nothing is as scary as this election.
Good point.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Eric, you're on the air.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to give you some background on the joke last night at the Madison Square Garden rally, the comedian on the Puerto Rico thing.
Yeah.
So what happened was earlier in the day, Kamala Harris made a big, huge statement about Puerto Rico. And then also George Lopez at the DNC, or not the DNC, but the Kamala Harris rally, he made a comment about Mexicans stealing border parts from the wall. So that guy, Tony Heathcliff, he's a huge podcaster, and he's really good friends with Elon Musk. And, I think what this does is illustrates more hypocrisy and also the massive corruption in Puerto Rico. Just Google Puerto Rico and landfill, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Even the EPA is all upset about it, about all the trash that's floating in the sea from Puerto Rico because they've mismanaged their landfills. So there's a lot more going on here. It wasn't a setup. This was all done by design. They're all going to be talking about Puerto Rico just like they were talking about Haiti the last time he made these supposed inflammatory comments where he used the more slang word for feces to describe these places. Everybody started looking at what's going on. So dig into what's going on in Puerto Rico, and you'll see why that was said. Thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah. Didn't know any of that stuff. And I just... Okay, if I don't know it, I follow the news, the average person who is going to see Trump or hear, it just makes for a terrible headline. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That
yeah.
this guy was
yeah.
performing at a Trump rally and that he, it's hard to say it's not disparaging toward Puerto Rico. It is. Now, as Eric said, you know, hey, you know, it's more of the story. There is a lot of corruption and there's a lot about you know, trash and landfills and all that, but again, it has to be kind of more of a common knowledge thing if you're going to apply satire or a joke or make a statement and it's yes. supposed to be humorous.
Better be broad covered. You're not going to...
When 90% of the people don't get it, or more maybe, then you're kind of missed.
Trying too hard, maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, we'll see. I think this is one where we might find out more information about it. Might be exactly what Eric said. Might be something additional. We'll see. All right. That's what we do. We check these things out for you. Commissioner Wilton Simpson, who we have here, the Ag Commissioner, on the air on a regular basis. He just wants to remind people the fire danger is going to become greater as we get more and more of this dry weather and post-storm vegetative debris, these combinations. And remember, it's not just the debris that, you know, when you collect it off the street, that's great. But remember, think about all of the forests and other areas that there's plenty of debris. They can't get in there and take care of all of it.
Mm-mm.
Not quickly, for sure. So just keep that in mind. I mean, you know, you shouldn't be throwing cigarette butts out the window anyway. And, you know, paying attention. Pay attention. All right. Coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to the First Lady, Casey DeSantis. Definitely looking forward to that. We've got a ton of stuff still on the way. Don't go anywhere. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcasts. Just click subscribe. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. We're making Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:49 right now. It's going to be another beautiful day, another gorgeous day in paradise. Maybe a good day to go skydiving.
Excuse me?
Have you ever done it?
You know, thought about it and decided jumping out of a perfectly good airplane, just not my idea of a good time.
Well, you know, a landing is nothing more than a controlled crash.
See, it's the uncontrolled what I'm concerned about.
I've done it once.
And?
Definitely, if you like adrenaline, you get a bit of that for sure. It lasted hours afterwards. It was like, I forget, about 60-second free fall, I think, from about 13,500 feet.
We know how long 60 seconds is in our world. That's a long time.
Yeah, I had an expert, you know, hanging on my back.
Sure.
And, and yeah, he was great. And he was very helpful. And I got to tell you, right when I was about to get out of the plane, it was time to deplane.
Yes.
I can tell you, because I've never had the feeling before, it was all I could do to keep from wetting myself, to be honest with you. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
That literally on purpose jumping out of a plane.
Well, your brain is screaming at you, you're an idiot. What are you doing?
See, that's what I mean. Yeah.
But once you jump, it wasn't the feeling of falling at all. Well, I thought it would be this thing at my stomach, you know, like, you know. No, it was great.
Did it just feel windy?
Yeah. Like, it feels like you're flying. You're out. You got, you know, your legs and arms out. You feel like... You're flying, and it's cool, and it's surreal as you look at the countryside. I mean, it was a great experience from that standpoint. Then it was time to, you know, to pull the cord.
Right.
And as tight as they put those cinches around your legs.
Yes. You felt that all day.
Still, it's like slamming on the brakes doing, you know, 100.
Wow.
So but that part was a little less than comfortable, but we made a pretty good landing.
Yeah, that's good.
But I didn't really have that desire like many people do to do it again. I'm like,
been there,
you know,
done
check that box.
Yeah.
And I have, I'm like you, I'm a little sensitive to heights.
Yes.
And, I did that. My teacher, my instructor back when we were, we were kind of young black belts then. Mm-hmm. And, he didn't make us do it, but
you were prodded a little bit.
A little peer pressure. Yeah. And
Mr. Tough Black Belt can't jump out of a plane.
There you go.
Okay.
It could have been something along those lines. And he was very passionate about it, my instructor. He had jumped thousands of times and he loved he was, Vietnam veteran and all that. And it was a great experience. I just, for whatever reason, never felt, and I guess, you know what? I guess that's about the time. Rihanna was probably three years
so you
old.
So you got a little one there.
How do you explain? You go, daddy's not with us anymore because, there's this thing called jumping out of airplanes, and he just thought it was really cool. And by the way, when I say that, I know how safe it is. It is extremely safe.
Is. Yeah.
You got a lot greater chance of getting hurt or killed doing a lot of other things. But I just felt... I'd feel stupid leaving my wife then to have to explain that to the kids.
Right.
Yeah, daddy really wanted to jump out of airplanes. And
on purpose? He jumped out of a plane on purpose?
Why, mommy?
Yeah, daddy was kind of stupid sometimes.
And that leads us to...
Yes?
A 90-year-old woman. Hey, tough guy black belt, if you're not going to do it, a Missouri woman celebrating her 90th birthday will.
Wow.
And when God gives you 90 years, use them up.
Yeah.
And she seemed to think that when she celebrated her 90th birthday by going skydiving, hurling herself from a plane at about 10,000 feet, as her family looked on, she said, "You're kind of close to heaven while you're up there."
See, my mom will be 87 in December, and she's a spunky lady, but I...
You going to take her?
She would have no desire whatsoever to jump out of an airplane.
Okay.
Not at all, no.
And what about you? Let's put it on your bucket list.
No, I don't think so. I've tried
so hard for 7 years now to make him stunt boy. Greg Cassidy, stunt boy.
Yeah.
And he's not.
Think so. No.
So he's driving a race car or shooting machine guns.
Now we're talking.
He'd be all in.
Now we're in, like, shooting machine gun while in a race car. That could be, interesting.
So anyway, she did it 20 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. She did it on her 70th. Now she did it on her 90th.
That's cool.
I do. I think that is cool.
Yeah.
Three generations of her family were there, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And
wow.
Yeah.
That's what you really hope it goes well. The whole family's there. Lord, please keep your hand on great-grandma.
And even at this particular place, this one place.
Yeah.
She's not the oldest who's jumped. They actually had a 96-year-old do a jump there.
Oh, my goodness.
So
that's amazing.
It's a thing. Well, I remember, George H.W. Bush.
Yep. A couple times, I think.
Near Normandy. Yeah, he did he did a couple of them.
Yeah.
All right.
I think I'll pass on that.
You're not in, huh?
I'm not in.
All right.
Call me what you want. I'm not in.
Columnist for The Atlantic, Jamel Hill, attacking former NASCAR driver Danica Patrick and white women for supporting Donald Trump. So, you're attacked now for supporting a candidate that some people are not voting for.
She is just out there.
Used to be,
she's racist, if there ever was racist.
Earlier this month, Danica Patrick confirmed that she's voting for Donald Trump, despite having never voted before.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Well,
that's crazy.
But then again, maybe it's a trend. There's many people, we talked about this, Christians and gun owners who have sat out.
I don't get that either.
Elections, and we're trying to get them in and say, but this is too important.
You want your gun rights and your religious rights? You better vote. My goodness.
Yep. But it is sad that the, quote unquote, the other side, how they got to play some race card, some gender card, make up lies, call him Hitler. I mean, instead of saying, hey, we've got these promising policies we want to put in place because we've seen your policies. One of them called open borders. How many people have died, been maimed, killed as a result? All right, we've got a special guest in the studio next. Don't go anywhere.